Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, the last Mishnah of Masechta, and Maseches Saita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Aleph are being learned Bischos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecha to find your Zivug Hagun, Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Nazir Haya Shmuel, Shmuel Hanavi, the famous Shmuel Hanavi, he was actually a Nazir. Kediv Reb Nerai, that's what Reb Nerai says. And therefore, if a person says, I'm going to be like Shmuel Hanavi, so he has to be a Nazir. Now, how do we know that Shmuel Hanavi was a Nazir? Shenemar, because it says, when his mother was davening for a child, and that child ended up being Shmuel, she said, Umayra lo yal al reishai. A Myra will not go on his head. And a Myra is a razor. Nemar b'shimshain, Umayra. It says by Shimshon Agibar that a Myra won't go on his head. And v'nemar b'shmuel, Umayra. It says by Shmuel Anavi that a Myra won't go on his head. And ma Myra amura b'shimshain, Nazir, just like the Myra that's being spoken about in the Pasuk by Shimshon Agibar, is talking about that he's going to be a Nazir and that a razor is not going to go on his head. He's going to grow his hair out. Af Myra amura b'shmuel, Nazir. So too, this word Myra that Shmuel's mother used to describe him is talking about that he's going to be a Nazir. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi says, "V'haloi ein Myra el shalbasar v'dam." The Myra that Shmuel Anavi's mother was speaking about is talking about the word Myra meaning fear. He's not going to fear a basar v'dam. He's only going to have fear of Shemayim, of Hashem, and not of humans, and has nothing to do with him being a Nazir. However, Amar Loi Rabbi Nerai, Rabbi Nerai told him, "V'haloi kvar nemar." We have a pasuk that shows not like that. It says, "V'yomer Shmuel." Shmuel said, "Eich eilech v'shama shalvar agani." How can I go? Shaul HaMelech is going to hear and kill me. What do we see very clearly from his pasuk? Shekvar haya all of Myra shal basar v'dam. There's already a fear on Shmuel of basar v'dam. He was afraid of people. It's very clear from here that he was afraid Shaul was going to kill him. And therefore, must be, says Rav Nairai, that the Myra that's said about Shmuel Anavi is referring to a razor not going on his head, and that means that he's a Nazir. With this, we finished the entire Maseches Nazir. Mazdar finishing the Masechta together, as just like we're Zecher finished this Masechta together, we should be Zecher to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And without further ado, moving on to the brand new Masechta, Maseches Saita. So we know that if a married woman lives with somebody else other than her husband, she commits adultery, she and the other man, called the Bayal, might be Chayav Misa. And even if they aren't, because we don't have sufficient evidence, she still is usher to her husband, has to be divorced, and loses her ksuba. And if she's married to Kayin, she loses her right to eat truma. Now this Masechta deals with a Saita, a woman who's suspected of adultery. Until we can prove it, she's usher to her husband. And there are many details, specifics, and factors which are going to be used to determine if she has such a din. And the general idea is as follows. The Pasuk tells us about a man who's Makana his wife, don't seclude yourself with that man. She disregarded her husband's warning and got caught doing so. The husband brings her to the Beis HaMikdash where she undergoes a degrading procedure in an attempt to get her to admit that she sinned with the guy. And if she continues to maintain her innocence, she drinks a mixture called the Mei Saita, waters of the Saita, or Mei Hamarim, the bitter waters, which is the way the Pasuk calls it. And if she was guilty, she and the Baal die a horrible death. If she was innocent, she's blessed with many good things. And obviously, as we said, there's many details, how many of them are necessary, if any, to be present during the initial warning stage, what's the actual process of bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash, what karban needs to be brought during this process, how to make the Mei Saita, so on and so forth. Now, two of the most important terms in this Masechta are Kinui and Stira. Kinui is the warning she receives, don't seclude yourself with that man, and stira is the actual seclusion. And another important term as well is the word tuma. This is not referring to tuma in the classic sense, like becoming tamei meis or touching a dead sheretz. Rather, it means if and when she commits an avera with that other person, she has been metame to him. And so now beginning the first Mishnah, hamakana l'ishtoi, a man warns his wife. Rabbi Lezer says, makana l'al pishnayim. When he warns her for the first time, don't seclude yourself with that fellow, it has to be in front of two edim. However, umashke al pied echre al pi atzmai, when he gets her to drink the Mei Saita, that can be just off of one aid or even based off his own testimony. Meaning one aid or he himself can say, I saw her seclude herself with that person, and then he'd be able to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and have her drink the water. Now Rabbi Shua says, Makanol al pishnayim, umashka al pishnayim, not only when he warns her does there have to be two aidim there, but in order to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink, there have to be two aidim that witnessed that she disregarded his warning. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.